Hi, everybody. I'm Lindsay Bush, and I'm with Country Crossroads Counseling. Welcome back to our podcast, Why Are You Worried About It?
Hey, everybody. I'm Susie Arbo, a licensed professional counselor. We're on this journey to a better you. We are on location today.
Absolutely.
We are live action here, folks, from the State Fair, Missouri State Fair.
That's right. We do have a Ferris wheel behind us. If you can see it. We thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, we just kind of thought it'd be fun today. We have a booth here. We are all about promoting mental health. And you know, we preach all the time about maybe it's not therapy or counseling for you, but maybe there's other ways that you deal with your mental health. So we're all about just getting the word out to the masses. We talk to everybody, regardless of your profession, your socioeconomic status, wherever you are, we want to promote it. We always are wearing mental health shirts and they start conversations. And it's awesome.
It is very cool. We've seen all walks of life here at the Missouri State Fair, which is fun for so many reasons. But we have had so many meaningful conversations and just people coming up to us and saying, you know, how important it is and how, you know, everybody knows somebody affected by a mental illness or something that they've gone through, maybe in their own personal life or a loved one or just somebody that they know. And it's really impactful to get to talk to these people and just get to share and make the stigma a little less. Like the more we can talk about it, the more we can just get the conversations going. It's okay to not be okay. And we all go through it. We all have those challenges in our lives. So just hearing other people and letting them know that that's normal. It's life. And that's what we're here for in lots of different ways. It doesn't just have to be counseling, but.
And it just looks different. You know, my stuff looks different than yours. And we go through like different seasons of our life where maybe things are going really well. And you're like, okay, you know, and it's going really smoothly. And then all of a sudden something happens. Maybe it's a breakup or a health problem or a financial issue, or, you know, you're struggling with depression and the chemicals in your brain, you know, aren't functioning the way that they should. And so there's can be anything that can happen at any given time. And so what we always just want to encourage people to do is get some help, do something about it. And whether it's workbook, whether it's talking to a coach, a therapist, whether it is medication, whether it is learning, researching, different exercises, things, listening to podcasts like this.
There's not a one fix at all for everyone. Everybody is very different in how you're going to take information, how you're going to use the information, what's going to impact you. Things that are going to affect Susie it's going to look very different than the things that are going to affect me and how I choose to kind of work through any of my struggles or my trauma or just even just hard stuff, day-to-day stuff. So remember that if you try something and you're like, it didn't work, I tried it once, forget that stuff. I challenge you to pick something different, try something different, keep working, because there are tons and tons of things out there. And like Susie said, even if it's not in the setting of a one-on-one counseling session, there's stuff out there. You can Google it. There's lots of things, workbooks that you can find, just lots of different options that you don't have to settle and don't feel like you tried it one time and it didn't work, so it's not for you, because mental health, it's not going anywhere. And we all have it. We all have emotions for a reason. God gave them to us to feel all the feelings and go through all the things. So I don't know. I think I definitely challenge people to just be aware of yourself and don't give up. For sure.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you know, we all have all these feelings. We have all these different kind of moods and emotions and whatnot we go through. One of the things we kind of thought today when we talk about on the show is like, what are some ways to improve our mood? Or if we're feeling a certain type of way, you know, down or bad or anxious or whatever, what are some things that you can do to feel better? And so finding those little things, right? So for some people, for instance, let's just say the fair, right? The fair brings a lot of people joy. Maybe they have childhood memories or they've had fun times here before. And so they love the food and the animals and the agriculture and the environment and stuff. So this maybe would bring them joy. For other people, I talked to somebody yesterday that told me that they were not a fair goer because the fair gave them anxiety, right? And they didn't like to be in big crowds and they don't whatever. So, you know, it's good sometimes to step out of our box and then also know yourself enough that if you don't want to put yourself through something, you know, that's just miserable, you know, you've got choices in life and whatnot. So we also kind of talked about like traditions, like just like the fair can be a tradition for people.
Yeah. A lot of fun. Like we were talking, I love it. Susie grew up in Minnesota, obviously, and they have an amazing fair up there. And I grew up with my grandparents here in Missouri. We never went to the fairs ever. We maybe got to go to the Holden Fair every now and then when I got older, but I just love it. How like Susie is a fair goer her whole life, and like me in my adult life, I've started to do it, and it brings me so much joy. I had no idea what I was missing until I came, and now I love it. I come every year, and I want to start the tradition with my kids to bring them, just because I didn't have that or didn't get to experience it. Doesn't mean that I can't create those new experiences for my kids and make some memories and some fun for them. So yeah, I love it.
And, just kind of figuring out too, like some things that bring you peace and bring you joy and whatnot, and calendaring them in your schedule and making sure that you actually make the time to do them. So maybe you are more of a kind of introverted, kind of, quiet person. Maybe you love to go fishing. Make time to do that each week or whenever you can. Or maybe you like to go for walks or spend time in prayer. There are so many things that you can do every single day just to change your mood, and improve your mood for the better. And so just kind of knowing yourself and then making those things happen. And I think that that's kind of going to be our call to action today, is finding the things in life that you really love, that you really enjoy, and they're so good for our mental health. And we preach all the time, our mental health is just as important as our physical health. So if we go to the doctor and we eat healthy food and we drink water, that's good for our body, but for our mind, we should do things to help ourselves through those hard times, because we're going to have them.
It's inevitable that life, we're going to go through those feelings and the roller coaster of life. And that's what we want. If life was the same all the time, it would be so stagnant and boring. But sometimes life is hard and it is challenging. So just knowing yourself and knowing what you need to climb out of those feelings of those, that bad stuff, and knowing that it's just a moment in time. Like those really, really hard feelings are not going to last forever. So finding those things that are going to help you and bring you joy and make you happy, like just should be making more time for to do those things for yourself.
Absolutely. Well, we're so glad that you guys are listening, and we've had some great feedback. We want to continue to hear from you guys. Anything that we can all learn from and grow from is what it's about.
Definitely check us out. Follow us on Facebook. It's Country Crossroads Counseling, and then our website, countrycrossroadscounseling.com. Please let us know if you ever want to be on the show. We love having guests. We love getting to talk to people, and we're excited. We're going to have a live show here probably in the next few weeks or something. So we're very excited to have a little feedback, a little Q&A. So definitely be watching and check us out for more.